Are you seeking ways to discern what God really wants for your family? Well, if you are the leader of your home, I can relate to that. The truth is, as much as we want the best for our families, we go through seasons that feel like a whirlwind, where we end up asking, how did we get here? Or is this really what God wants for us? And I'll be the first to confess that I have been at times in my walk with God, I've wondered, am I just listening to a voice in my head, or am I really discerning the Spirit of God? However, what I can say is that when we reach a point that pulls at our heartstrings and we want to obey God's will for our family as believers, we typically go through five steps before we fully decide what to do. And then again, this also applies in those everyday moments where we are questioning if we are practicing servanthood in our homes and truly honoring God with our words and actions, or just going through the motions, so to speak. And that's because discerning what God really wants from us and what he wants for our family, it takes a daily act of obedience, right? So as you find yourself in a place where maybe you're trying to distinguish the difference between the inner voice and the voice of God, we're going to walk through five ways today that you could step out in faith and discover what God wants for you and your precious family. And before we get into that today, we want to remind you of some things that are coming up at Harvest Church as you are listening to the Harvest Focus, whether through podcast or live on Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. on Harvest Radio. We want to let you know all that's going on at Harvest Church in the next few days. We got Mother's Day coming up Sunday, May the 12th. We're going to be preaching a message entitled, A God That Knows How to Thread the Needle. In those impossible situations, God can get you through it. It's going to be a great Mother's Day program in the service. My wife's going to be speaking as well. It's going to be a great day. Monday night is Celebrate Recovery down at the Helping Hand of Humboldt at 7 o'clock. We have Tuesday night Harvest Family Prayer at 7 p.m. Wednesday night, the 15th, I'm going to be preaching a message entitled The Gospel of the Bees. That's coming up this coming Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. If you want to know more about our church, the easiest way to do it is download our app. And if you want more information on that, email us at harvesthumboldt@gmail.com. That's harvesthumboldt@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website, harvesthumboldt.com. There's information there as well. Thank you for tuning in to the program. When we come back, we're going to talk about five ways to discern what God wants for your family. You need to know the will of God, and it is attainable. So as we said earlier, you may find yourself in a place where you're trying to distinguish between just an inner voice and the voice of God. And so today we are going to walk through five ways that you can step out in faith and discover what God really wants for you and your precious family. I'm Pastor Seth Wilkerson, pastor of Harvest Church here in Humboldt, Tennessee. Thank you again for tuning in to the Harvest Focus today. Number one, and it's kind of the easiest one that you probably knew was coming, five ways to discern what God wants for your family. Number one, you start with prayer. Prayer is our ultimate lifeline to God, creating this personal and special way in which we connect to Him as our Father. And there are multiple references throughout Scripture that will proclaim if we confess to God from the depths of our hearts, earnestly seeking His will, that whatever we ask, we will receive. Verses like 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14, John chapter 14 and 13, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. So as we bring our heart to the Lord, praying for Him to lead our families, we can do three things. We can praise, we can present, and we can proceed. Praise, we start by praising God for all the blessings that He's bestowed upon you and your family. You know, this is where we could really pay attention to detail and be intentional about really showering God with our thanks, gratefulness, and praise. And then we move to the present. After giving Him your heart of praise, then present your family to the Lord. Ask for His guidance. Share with Him your deepest desires and wants for each of your family members, and open up about the struggles and the challenges your family is facing. Lay it all out here before Him. While He already knows, He wants to hear it from you folks. And as it allows Him to move and align your heart to His. And then you move from praise to present. And then the last one is proceed. Lastly, in the stillness of your prayer time, invite God to reveal steps to take in order to trust and obey Him. Are there areas in your life that you need to surrender or give up control? Maybe you need to set better boundaries around your time or to allow room for more growth opportunities to emerge in your life. Search your heart and what you feel God's pressing upon it, and then walk in obedience and step out in faith, carrying out what He is commanding of you. Start with taking your heart to God alone in a still and quiet space, and then pray with your spouse. And finally, as a family, pray together. And as you all begin to pray, God will begin to reveal His plan for your family. So number one, pray. Number two, get into the Word of God. While prayer is essential to our lives, if we are not digging into His Word, we are not truly getting the full picture of God. Where prayer is for us to connect to Him, reading His Word helps us to truly know Him. Just as you pray alone and then as a family, you can also have alone time with God in His Word and then gather your crew and dive in together. The beauty of reading the Word aloud as a family is that the enemy has nowhere to hide. Just hearing Jesus' words spoken in your home will cause anything that is not of God to shrivel and cower down. Maybe the idea of reading the Bible as a family sounds nice, but I can understand that it can also feel a bit intimidating and overwhelming at times. So start with a family devotional, or just open to the book of Ephesians or Proverbs as they share such wise words of wisdom and encouragement. And just by reading a verse or two a day opens a line of communication that will allow you and your family to explore the wonders of our God and experience His loving nature. So, five ways to discern what God wants for your family. We first pray, secondly, and they're not necessarily in any certain order, but the second one I've mentioned is dive into the Word of God, get into His Word. Third, and this one may seem a little more practical than what you were expecting, have a family meeting. When big changes or decisions need to be made and you've prayed about it, dug into His Word, and the future still kind of looks a little cloudy, band together as a family and openly share your heart. Of course, you will want to be sure this is age appropriate, but when gathering as a family, start by putting away all distractions, including cell phones. Turn off the TV, shut the computers down. Turn the iPads off, gaming systems, whatever. And while that sounds simple and easy enough, presenting big topics to our children can often catch them off guard. It can cause them to shut down, if you will, or turn to something to deflect the subject matter. So before heading into a family meeting, you need to pray that God would lead the conversation and that the hearts of your children would remain soft. Also ask that you use your words wisely and that they come across in a loving and gentle manner. Three things to keep in mind when having a family meeting. Number one, meet somewhere comfortable without distractions. Number two, keep the topic simple and the delivery direct. Don't go around the bush, just get right to the thing. And then the third thing is be gentle and understanding when questions and concerns arrive. So pray about it. Get into the Word. Have a family meeting. Fourthly, I want to encourage you to seek wise counsel. Proverbs 15:22 states that plans fail without the lack without the lack of wise counsel. So, you know, that's the NIV version of that verse. I think the King James says it a little different than that, but it is true. Plans fail without the lack of wise counsel. Did you catch that? I want you to really get this today, because this profound verse holds a lot of significance. The Bible also tells us that a man's heart will plan his way, but the Lord will direct his path. That's found in Proverbs 16:9. God is telling us in these verses that without Him, our own plans will meander and eventually fall apart. The bottom line is that our own heart is naturally bent to be selfish and foolish. Jeremiah 17:9, it tells us that. And again, I'm reading from the NIV. He said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" The King James says, "The heart is deceitful above all things." And he says, and who can know it? You can't even know your own heart. So we tend to seek what pleases our own heart. And at times that can be a detriment to our families. However, when we seek God in prayer, when we get into His Word, when we seek wise counsel from a trusted and faithful friend or God-fearing community of believers, your pastor, we find that accountability is a gift from Almighty God. And God created us for fellowship to help us find our way and to grow closer to Him. Other believers come alongside us. They extend their arms over us in prayer while giving us the encouragement that we need to continue down the path that God is laying out for us. And then the last one I want to tell you, we're going through five ways to discern what God wants for your family. Praise God in the wait. As we wait upon the Lord to intercede on the behalf of our family and lead and direct us, we must praise Him in the meantime. That comes in all kinds of forms and could be putting praise and worship music on in the car, attending a church event that lifts up your voice to the Lord, or gathering with a few friends, sharing how God has been so good to you and giving Him thanks in that time together. It could also be just as simple as lifting up your praises in prayer. But in making a conscious effort to praise God daily, it postures our heart to be patient while we wait for the Lord to reveal His plan for our families. Start today by making it an act of surrendering your heart to the Lord and letting Him know that you are so glad He is the King of your life through your heartfelt praise. And this action of pleasing God in wait, or praising God in wait, it's also modeling for your children just how we trust God in every season of our lives. Here are a few other ways to praise God in the waiting. You could start a gratitude journal. You could go for a walk and just soak in His presence in prayer. Listen to a faith-based podcast like The Harvest Focus and other ones that are out there. Read an uplifting devotional. Treasures in the Field that we release every Tuesday as a devotional here from our church. Hum your favorite worship song as you go about your day. If praising God is difficult, come clean with your heart and give Him your struggles. Be real and honest with God and let Him do a work in you so that you can move past the barriers that are preventing you from worshiping Him. So I want to go through these ways one more time with you. I just said praise God in the wait, seek wise counsel, have a family meeting, and then we want to encourage you, get in the Word, and also spend time in prayer. Speaking of prayer, and they're obviously not in any certain order that I'm putting those in today, but I would like to pray with you today before we wrap up today's program. Dear faithful God, we are so thankful. God, You are an intimate and personal God that sees us. You know our hearts and the precious hearts of our children. You know those that are listening to this podcast today. And Lord, I'm praying that You would please lead and guide us as a family and direct our paths. Show us the way, Lord, in which You want us to go, and grant us the strength, God, to obey You and to submit to Your will in all things. As we step out in faith, God, and we seek You with our whole heart in prayer, help us to set aside time to read Your Word and discuss Your nature as a family. Give us the opportunities to gain wise counsel and ways to honor You through our praises as we wait on You. We trust and know that, Lord, Your timing is perfect. And we know, Lord, Your plan for our family is always good. And so, Lord, we love You today. And we ask this in Your holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thanks for tuning into the program today. As pastor of Harvest Church, I hope to see you in one or all of our worship opportunities. If you are in the West Tennessee area, we would love to have you come and worship with us this weekend. We got Mother's Day coming up. No PM activities on Mother's Day. Everything's in the 10 a.m. service. Just want to make sure that is out there as well. For more information on our schedule, download the app or go to our website, harvesthumboldt.com. Thank you for tuning in again, folks. God bless you. We look forward to having you back with us again next week.